This is bourbonblog.com. I'm Tom Fisher, and we have Eric Gregory joining us live from Frankfurt. He's the president of the Kentucky Distillers Association, and Eric has an update for us.
Yeah, hey, Tom.
Hey there.
Glad to talk to you. We've had an interesting day here in the Capitol. The state Senate voted overwhelmingly, 32-3, to approve the bourbon safety bill, which we've been trying to get passed for the last couple of sessions. The tasting bill would modernize the state's sampling laws and allow us to conduct bourbon tastings at fairs, conferences, events for charities to really promote our product and our great Commonwealth. Unfortunately, the state house, right about the same time, voted down the bourbon tastings measure. So we're going to be meeting this afternoon to figure out where do we go from here. As long as that Senate bill is still alive, there's always a glimmer of hope that we can get this done. This is, of course, all happening during a special legislative session, which is scheduled to end on Friday, so the clock is ticking.
For people that don't understand what's happening here, Eric, what exactly does this bill mean, and what will it allow to happen?
We get calls daily at KDA, and our distilleries get hundreds of calls a year from conferences and charities and different events that want them to come out and do a bourbon tasting. Under current Kentucky law, the distillers are limited to doing tasting events only on their distillery premises. So this would allow them to go to any retail location, any place that's already licensed to sell alcohol, and have our master distillers there, the legends, the icons of our industry, to participate and conduct a bourbon tasting. The legislation has passed the House and the Senate each of the past 2 years, but not in the same bill for it to become law. We've been trying to get this passed here in the special session. The governor put this important piece of legislation on his call in Kentucky. Only the governor can set the agenda for a special session, so there's only three or four issues on there. And it's been working its way through the process all week, and today has been kind of high noon in both the House and Senate. It passed the Senate, died in the House. So we're going to be working to see if we can come up with an agreement here in the last 2 days of this special session.
Why do you think it passed the Senate but not the House?
You know, that's something we're literally going over right now. All of our lobbyists are in a room looking at the roll call sheet from the House to look at the people who voted against it, and we're going to contact them and find out why they did. And it is kind of ironic that the Senate in Kentucky is controlled by the Republican Party, which is seen as obviously the more conservative party, and they passed it overwhelmingly. The House, which is controlled by Democrats, is typically viewed as the more liberal party, and they voted it down. I think the final vote was 51-43. So it was a very tight vote, and we appreciate the support of the people who voted for this bill. But we're going to go back and debrief and see if there's any way in the past next couple of days we can hopefully switch some votes and get this bill called back up again.
And this just happened. It's about 2 o'clock right now in Frankfurt on Wednesday. This just happened a few minutes ago?
It happened in about the past hour, yes. It happened just after lunch.
Just after lunch, okay.
Yeah.
Eric, I know a lot of other people listening to this are probably asking the same question I am. Hey, I've been to a lot of bourbon tastings at liquor stores, at the Bourbon Festival, and the master distillers have been there. So people have been doing this. I guess what's the problem? I mean, I've seen this happening.
The issue here is we have state law and state regulations that are conflicting. State law prohibits the distilleries from doing this. Some state regulations actually allow distilleries to do this. So there are several high-profile events coming to Kentucky in the next few months. The National Conference for State Legislatures, the Breeders' Cup, the World Equestrian Games. These are very public, high-profile events that go on for multiple days. And our distilleries have been concerned that, especially these high-profile public events, they face tremendous liability issues if they conduct a bourbon tasting that is not clearly permissible by Kentucky law. So we're trying to clear up any confusion that's going on as to where you can conduct a bourbon tasting, how you can conduct it, the number of samples, et cetera, in which will set clear guidance for our industry and the regulators that oversee our industry to conduct these sampling events.
So even though it's been vague for a while and we've all seen it happen, the distillers, obviously, and the KDA, among others, just want to make sure it's very clear. That way there's never a problem, never any liability.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what's the name of this bill once again?
Well, it's called the Tastings Bill. And there's, like I said, there's two versions been going through. There's a House version and a Senate version. And the House version, for all intents and purposes today, is dead with the House vote. The Senate version passed the Senate overwhelmingly, now goes back to the House. And it'll be interesting to see if the House decides to take it up or not. But we're going to be working, you know, as long as there's time on the clock, and we still have 2 days left in this special session, we're going to be working to try to get this important piece of legislation passed.
And people listening to this that want to be a part of encouraging their representatives to pass this bill, what can they do?
Call your local legislator, and you can call them at home or while they're in Frankfurt. The toll-free number is 1-800-372-7181. And if you don't know who your legislator is, give them your zip code, and they'll pull that up and leave them a message, and please tell them to pass the bourbon tasting bill.
And if this bill, I mean, we want to believe the best, Eric, but if this bill is not passed, what will be the next step?
Well, our board has already voted to withdraw from some of these events just based on the fact that the bill did not pass during the regular session, which ended April 15th. You know, after Friday, we have a board meeting scheduled for next Tuesday. We'll get back together and see what the next steps are.
So my thought here, Eric, if you really want to know how to get these representatives to pass the bill, you want to know what my thought is?
Hold a bourbon tasting.
Just give them a bourbon tasting. No, man, you're doing a great job, Eric, as always. You've had a lot of things happening this past year, like the tax issue. You're always on top. KDA is always on top of these issues. Obviously, a very busy time for all of you, and you're doing a great job there, Eric.
Well, thanks, Simon. We appreciate all the Bourbon Blog does for us and our signature bourbon industry.
It is our pleasure, Eric. Again, that number, 1-800-372-7181. Call the representatives and tell them to pass the tasting bill. Thanks for joining us, Eric, and join us for more online TV shows, podcasts, and more content. Keep on coming back to bourbonblog.com. I'm Tom Fisher.